Over the course of 9 years, my father, Stephen, son of Robert and Lillian, memorized over 90 quotes that he recites daily. In each podcast, a quote is randomly picked out of a hat and then discussed. Many of the quotes relate in one way or the other to the Dreams course that Stephen is currently teaching. Welcome back to the Dreams Course podcast. I'm Michael, son of Judith and Stephen.
And I'm Stephen, son of Robert and Lillian. Well,
it's like we don't talk anymore except when we do the podcast.
I have no idea what's going on in your life.
Yeah, it's like we're strangers to each other.
Yeah, but that's kind of, I kind of like that for this because it's a way of catching up and connecting because we haven't spoken for a while. I've added a lot of quotes since we spoke. There's new stuff to discuss, which will be interesting.
Let's.
All right, here we go. I'm reaching in. I just cut these today. Here we go. I got one. Consciousness is not in your head. It just appears. Sam Harris. Consciousness is not in your head. It just appears. That I think their idea is if you didn't have consciousness, nothing would have meaning. So, yeah.
If you didn't have consciousness, then nothing would have meaning.
You'd have no awareness. It just would be something, but there'd be no awareness that it's happening. Like we can say we're aware. We're doing a podcast.
Okay, what if consciousness is like a body of water? Is that just, does that make any sense?
Biggest pile of bullshit I've heard in a long time.
Actually, I disagree. I think that's actually pretty good. Consciousness is a body of water. Thought is the wind that blows and ruffles up the surface of the water and thus distorts reality. But if you could just stop all thought, thus stop all wind, then the water would settle and you would have pure reflection, aka pure consciousness. Dude, well, get me a book deal right now.
There was a metaphor, I think, in one of our last podcasts, which was describing yourself on the bank of a river overlooking the flow of a river.
Yeah.
And the idea was we're in the river. But the person on the bank taking it in is
the witness.
And it's to the witness that I want to be able to get to. Because that means you're not reacting to the river and every little ripple that comes up. You're just seeing it as part of the consciousness. And ripple is part of it, but it's not you. You don't need to identify with it in the same way that you don't need to identify with every thought that comes in your head and you have a reaction. Why? That's what causes illness. Reacting to every thought, negative thought, the body responds to it in a negative way. So if we can become the witness in our own reactions, we'd be so much healthier.
Yes. Bien.
Consciousness is not in your head. It just appears. I mean, that's his whole point, that consciousness is the space where everything appears on its own.
Isn't everything your consciousness?
Yes, everything is your consciousness. So if I identified with my consciousness, that's better than identifying with my thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. So thoughts seem singular and consciousness seems universal.
Yeah. You know, there's a choice here. There's a real problem here. Either you are body consciousness, body conscious, and a slave to circumstances in the world, or you are universal consciousness itself in full control of every event. If you identify with the consciousness as your real being, that's who you really are. And then the body we're in is our personality with all the problems of the body. And when we identify with the body, you're a slave to circumstances. I mean, most of the people are circumstance-based. And to me, it's just so stressful to even think about it. Because then you're reacting to everything in life, which is complete chaos.
What do you think? This is a question I have about consciousness. Does your dog have consciousness?
No. But she has no sense of ego. She's not. No, well, she has a limit. Yeah, she has survival. No, it's where we used to be before we evolved the Homo sapien brain, which I came to a conclusion the other day, thinking I was quite smart for it, and I'm sure I wasn't. But I said to myself, the neocortex brain evolved, the Homo sapien brain evolved, and the mind expanded. And the mind expanded and fell in love with itself and created the ego. Oh, I hate the ego. It's so limited. And so Greta doesn't have an ego. She's not sitting around saying, how does my figure look? Should I shed 10 pounds? You know, she's not self-aware, like, she's just being Greta, being a dog. Whereas we bring in all these high-minded ego concepts into our lives about judgment and not liking ourselves, and we're not worthy, and we're not really, and I can't stand up to it, and just endless ego thinking thoughts that are absolutely useless. Whereas the witness would be taking in exactly what Sam Harris said. He would say, consciousness is not in your head, it just appears. That's a huge idea.
I disagree with you saying that Greta's not conscious.
Well, what is she conscious of?
She is living in the present moment. That's conscious energy.
Okay, so you're saying the ego, I'm referring more to the ego consciousness.
That's not consciousness. Consciousness is the voice that says, I am alive right now, and so is everything else that I'm experiencing.
Do you think Goddada, our guru, do you think that when
your
he
guru?
Says, he is my almost finished
your
book.
Guru is the why silent when you pronounce our is the why silent?
Yeah, it's silent. Well, I'm sorry. Well, there I am. I'm alone on the trip. That's okay. I'm happy with him. He and I are getting along beautifully. But, he always is saying, I am. That's all you need to know.
Right. That awareness of I am alive or I am here is the only thing that really matters. Because it's the only thing that you can't deny.
That's good. I like that. If you have that awareness, right away your priorities in terms of everything, the way you treat other people, the earth, animals, ourselves, changes 100%. A life without the biggest destructive force in the world is the ego and the shadow. Ego and the shadow are the two. This is mine. I want this. It's materialistic. I want it. I need it. It's all filled with desire. And on top of that, it's riddled with fear. You know, the Buddhist concept is if you could get rid of fear and desire, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hide your ego better than a lot. I mean, you know, and that's a skill. You know, that's a skill. You look like you probably use it for dating. Like, you probably actually have the nerve to say to a girl, say to her, you know, I don't like to use the word my. So if you hear me saying it, please say something. I'm all about your. So you have to make up your mind whether you want to be a slave to circumstances and be an ego just out in external reality, or explore your inner life and let it direct you what you should do out in your external reality. Let it be the motor, and not circumstances out in the world, which are just what
would it feel like not to react?
Freedom, breath. It'd feel like breathing.
What is freedom? Is freedom the ability to say no, or is freedom the ability to say yes?
Freedom is the ability to breathe yes.
Well, I like that. Breathe yes.
Breathe yes.
That's a nice phrase.
The consciousness is outside of you. I love that idea. And being aware of it and letting the consciousness lead you to where you need to be. It all translates into dance. It's like this better flow, moving with things, which I have a hard time with. Any last thoughts before we get off?
Last thoughts? No thoughts.
Can't top that. All good on my part.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
The Dreams Course is a one-on-one program done through phone calls with Stephen, using dream interpretation and reading Hermann Hesse's Damien. For more information about the Dreams Course, email Stephen at csmoke@optonline.net. SEASMOKE@OPTONLINE.net. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to the show and come back for the next episode. We have many, many more quotes to get to. Thank you.